is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report from the bunker. What we're doing seems to be working. There's no reason to get the big head. It'll be a long 4 years, or longer. Eventually, they'll get this right, or at least righter. Nonetheless, there's some evidence that the collective we of all progressive Americans, and maybe more, including those who are not progressive, but at least aren't haters, anti-immigrants, anti-women, anti-Muslim, are having some real impact, and that Trump is even semi-getting it, as well as others. An article, obviously leaked by the White House, or people in the White House, to Wall Street Journal reporters Carol Lee and Peter Nicholas, quotes the president telling his top aides last weekend, while protests were blooming like wildflowers at airports all over the country, that this has to go better. Supposedly tried to straighten out his chaotic staff structure, where chaos has prevailed for most of the last 2 weeks. The already wacky, wild-eyed editorial writers for the Journal were even quoted in a story in their competitor, the New York Times, calling the travel ban rollout incompetent, though that seems a kindness. Karl Rove, George Bush's Rasputin, writing in the op-ed page of the Journal, spared no words in his criticism and included a grade school level primer in his column on how quasi-normal governments would have gotten away with such an order. And then, in the most interesting bonbon to come our way, here's former Reagan speechwriter and hardcore Republican stalwart Peggy Noonan calling out a very clear warning that allows us to count coup even while a long way from winning the battle of the war. Here she goes. The handling of the order allowed the organized left to show its might, igniting big demonstrations throughout major cities. And not only downtown. They had to make it out to the airport to give the media the pictures, and they did. In Washington, I witnessed a demonstration of many thousands of people carrying individualized hand-lettered signs. If all this was spontaneous, the left is strong indeed. If it was a matter of superior organization, that's impressive too. You should never let your enemy know its own strength. They discovered it in the Women's March, know it more deeply now, and demonstrated it to Democrats on the Hill. It was after the demonstrations that Democratic senators started boycotting the confirmation hearings. They now have their own Tea Party to push them around. The handling of the order further legitimized the desire of many congressional Republicans to distance themselves from the president, something they feel they'll eventually have to do anyway because they know how to evaluate political horseflesh, and when they look at him, they see Chief Crazy Horse. I'm sorry about Noonan's Crazy Horse reference. She went cheap there, but she's going deep the rest of the way. There's no Facebook fawning here, no Twitter triumphalism. She's a veteran, and she knows effective political organization when she sees it and says so. Can we be our own Tea Party? That might be something to be proud of right now, but we have to be careful. Our strength is showing, but it can't dissolve into arrogance and can be frittered away without tactical and strategic care. We also have the Times poking us about black teams and anarchist groups that no one controls, but they will try to make us own. A Times columnist even tried to lecture all of its readers and all of us about the proper way to target and conduct a boycott while whitewashing Uber. Both good reminders of how quickly the worm can turn. We're not winning, but we're holding our own, at least for now. We live and work in interesting times, and we're adding our spice to the stew. Nothing but good can come of this. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.